Om Shanti. Today in the spiritual journey of day 3, we will be looking at the God. Who is God and what is His form and name? We shall now try to understand who God or the Supreme Soul is. The term Supreme Soul means He is supreme among all souls. It implies that He is also a soul. Though He is the highest of all, He is above birth and death. God is the Supreme Father, Mother, Supreme Teacher, Supreme Guru to all the human being, and He Himself has no father, mother, teacher or guru. God is a subtile point of light. He is not visible to the naked eye, but it is very much possible to experience His presence and His proximity in meditation. He is incorporeal in the sense that He does not have a body of His own. He is not a human being, nor does He have a human form. He is immune to pleasure and pain, unlike human beings. Names are the means of identification of human beings after they are born. They do not speak of qualities and actions of the person. They are simply proper nouns and are not attributes name. But the name of the Supreme Soul or God is based on His qualities and action. His self-revealed name is Shiva. Shiva means benefactor. God does well to all, and therefore He is Shiva. All souls ask for salvation, peace and happiness from Him. People remember Him by many other expressive names. The God virtues are that God is a Supreme Father to all. He is called the Creator. He is the oceanic in His virtues, the ocean of peace, the ocean of love, the ocean of bliss, the ocean of knowledge, the ocean of happiness, the ocean of mercy. He is the truth. He is the Almighty and authority. He is reputed to the preserver of virtues and the destroyer of all evils. He is also the liberator, the guide and the bestower of salvation. Therefore, He is Sadguru. God is perfect in all ways and approximately and absolutely detached and loving. He is helpful. And when in sorrow and losing all hope, soul turn to Him. Many are the religion and the path that soul take in their quest for reaching God. Many war have been waged in His name. However, He does not exclusively belong to anyone. He belongs to everyone equally. God is the Father of all souls in this world. It is observed that all religions have images, idol or memorials bearing one name or another to respect the form of light that God is. All over India, the images of the form that Shiva has is found installed. These images are without any human form, in the form of ling, which is the symbol of incorporeal being. At Mecca, in the holy place of Kaaba, a stone image with the oval form is called Sange Ashwat. The devotees who go for Hajj is this holy stone? Jesus Christ said, God is light. Guru Nanak, the founder of Sikhism, also sang the praise of him who is all light, Ek Omkar, and is incorporeal. In olden days, the Jews held a stone of this shape in their hand while taking a solemn oath. And it is believed that Moses had vision of this form of God when he saw the flame behind the bush. The Zoroastrians worship God as fire. The ancient Egyptians worship the sun as God. The Buddhist sect in Japan focuses the mind on the small oval shape. They called it Karni, the peace giver. It seems, therefore, that human beings, without realizing, have all been worshipping and trying to discover the same God. There is only one God, and his form is the point of light. He is called by different names in different religions. Where does God live? Now this question comes, that where does God live? Is there someone? Somewhere? Can go to see him? To be with him? God is a subtle point of light, and he does not have the physical place. He does not pervade the physical universe, nor does he live in the heart of human being or in any matter. Neither he is omnipresent, nor he is having a human form. His home is the incorporeal world, an infinite expansion of golden red light, which is beyond this physical world we live. It is the original abode of all souls as well. The incorporeal world is known as Paramdham, Brahmalok. Knowing where the Supreme Father is, we can establish connection with him through thoughts during meditation. The divine descent of God. The God descends into this world when it is under the spell of extreme darkness of ignorance, unrighteousness, moral turpitude, spiritual lassitude, and religious fight. This is described in scriptures as dharma glani. Looking at the state of affairs today, it should not be difficult for us to conclude that the time the world is undergoing at present is indeed the dharma glani. This is a period of darkness where sin and crime of all kinds usually take place. When man gropes around for want of clear vision, it is a time that God intervene in the affairs of mankind. The divine intervention take place at the darkness hours of human history, when the human soul is groping in the darkness of ignorance about the self, the creator, and the creation. When the soul are blinded by the vices of lust, arrogance, anger, greed, and attachment. It is a time that the God descends in the body of an ordinary man to reveal the godly knowledge which paves way to victory over vices and cultivate divine qualities in life. This enables human being to transform into the divine being again. So today, in a journey, we have seen the God, the different names for God in different religion. We have seen the virtue of God, that how our God is ocean of peace, ocean of love, ocean of happiness, ocean of bliss. Our Supreme Father is a father of all soul, of all religion. Our Father is a point of light. Our God does not live in the heart of human being. And He descends when there is Dharma Glani. And this is the time when He is here to make us free from our vices, the five vices: lust, anger, greed, attachment, arrogance. So today in this journey, we have seen how our God is taking us away from all these vices and making us perfect. We will reveal this knowledge, experience it through this learning. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti.